The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Serena Bellissimo is with me, the entertainment journalist and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, with recommendations of what to watch over the next few days. And you have both seen, I understand, Untamed, which is on Netflix. Serena, what is this?
So, Untamed is basically about a guy who's played by Eric Bana. Haven't seen him in ages. Yeah. What's the last thing he did?
Hulk. No, I don't know what it is.
It's been a long time since he's been in anything big, though. You
yeah,
know?
So this...
Or The Incredible Hulk was the name of his one, wasn't it?
Was it?
Oh, he was. He was The Incredible Hulk. But basically, he plays a National Park Service special agent. His name's Kyle Turner. His job is to go in anytime there's something sus that happens in the agent, in the park, and find out what's going on. He is led to this case that they bring in someone else to help him on, and... This case, what this does is it starts to unravel around him because there's a whole heap of secrets that everybody is keeping, and this case can blow open everybody's secrets, including who murdered the girl.
Is it any good, John?
Well, it's a weird one. It looks beautiful. Yosemite National Park, I think they filmed it there.
They filmed it
in some beautiful national park.
So okay.
There's elements of Yellowstone, only it's more modern than that. Here's what I'd say about this. It's very obvious where it's going to go and places like that.
Am I stupid? Because I didn't
Let's park that one for
obvious.
A second.
Ouch.
It's a kind of bog standard procedural.
There,
but I still found it pretty engrossing. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there was any massive... It felt like something from the 1990s nearly, but in a good way. It kept me watching. I've watched four of them. I haven't got to the very end. But I found it reasonably gripping. He's good, and he's kind of classic anti-hero. There's a bit of darkness there for very obvious reasons. So I think people would be entertained by this and gripped reasonably enough. But I didn't think... I kind of knew stuff was going to happen, I thought, maybe.
Okay, well, I've seen all six episodes. Okay. When we are off air, you're going to tell me who you think did it.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you whether it's a yes or a no.
All right, okay. I don't want to be actually part of that conversation. I'm gonna watch this. Yeah.
Do you know what makes it work? And I think it's what you said. It's not the most gripping thing you will see. The fact that it's six episodes long, they knew when to end the story.
Yeah.
And it's Eric Bana and Sam Neill.
Oh, my favorite sheep farmer.
Yeah. The Australians will always claim him, but he is a Kiwi. The two of them are playing Americans, but they are so good. And I am watching because of them. Like, all I want to do is give Eric Bana a big hug for many reasons, but.
Because he hasn't had an acting role since The Incredible Hulk, mainly.
Great to see you back.
Yeah.
Sam Neill.
I loved you in Troy.
Sam? No, you go.
Have you seen him in The Castle? The Australian film, The Castle?
No.
The Castle's brilliant.
He is brilliant in that. That was his breakout role.
I was going to say he's my favourite Antichrist in The Omen 3. Do you remember that?
No.
Terrified me as a kid.
Oh, all right, okay. Wow, okay. We've gone down a rabbit hole there. Untamed is on Netflix. Are all six episodes up?
Six episodes and hour long.
They're all up. All right, perfect. So, John, what is... Friendship. What is it called?
It's called Friendship.
Friendship.
Simple as that. You had it the first time.
Oh.
There's no after it. It's just Friendship.
Okay.
See what I did there.
It is just called Friendship.
He's on a roll today.
Sorry. I haven't had enough sleep. This is great, which I'm delighted I said. I feel like the last few weeks I've been coming in here bemoaning movies, which gives me no pleasure to do. This is terrific. These are the kind of movies I like. So Tim Robinson, not to be confused with Tim Robbins or that singer Tom Robinson, Tim Robinson is kind of a cult comedian. Now, I'm not that aware of him. He has a show on Netflix, I Think I Should Leave, with Tim Robinson. And he plays these kind of middle Americans with really wry things and strange sense of humours. In this, he plays a middle American who's married to Kate Mara, who's recovering from cancer. It begins with her in a kind of cancer recovery therapy session with partners. And she's talking about her life, hoping things will be better. And then she says, and I'm hoping I'll have a real orgasm someday soon. And he's there going, well, my orgasms are fine. And you're like, what? This is a bit weird. Then we learn he's playing this middle American man married to this woman who's getting over cancer, who is pretty good at his job, it seems. It's only hinted at, but is a bit awkward in company. The great Paul Rudd moves in, right? And he calls up to him with a misdelivered package. And they become friends, right?
Yeah.
And Paul Rudd plays, it's probably not a million miles away from the guy in Anchorman that he plays, but a bit
right,
more serious.
Okay.
Because he's kind of swashbuckling. He's a weatherman. He's in a band. He smokes. He has pals. And they become instant friends. And then they kind of break up about halfway through the movie because Paul Rudd goes... this guy's a bit too weird. And then it dovetails into this really weird movie that keeps the laughs going the whole way. This is the best thing I've seen in ages.
Really?
It's really weird.
Okay.
It's really funny and it's cringe funny. There are moments where he's trying to be Paul Rudd's friend and you're like, man, stop. Like, it's Gervais-esque.
Oh, really?
Cringe.
Okay.
I love this.
This is like when you were talking about it, in my head, I'm going, what was the thing of Inner Sheeran?
The Banshees.
Banshees.
It's reminded me of
a breakup
and a Real Pain. Does it have those?
Definitely.
Is it that type
of thing? It's quirkier. Like, this is so quirkily weird.
Wait.
And it's kind of an indie vibe to it. I've been watching Superman and Jurassic Park for the few weeks. To see this kind of just set in an America that isn't New York or Metropolis, there was just something very pleasing about it.
Is it in cinemas?
Oh, very much so. Getting a good release. You should go see it in the cinema.
All right, Friendship is in cinemas. Serena, My Mom Jane.
What's this? I have been looking for this everywhere. This is the Mariska Hargitay film about her mother, Jane Mansfield.
Oh. Okay.
And it was released like 3 weeks ago and it's sort of gone under the radar here. And I did something that I haven't done in a long time. I was channel surfing the other day and it came up on my screen and I was like, this is where it is. You can find it on Now if you have Now or on Sky Documentaries. And it is so good. Every time someone tells me Mariska Hargitay, is it SUV? What criminal series is it?
SVU.
SVU. SUV is a car, isn't it?
It is, yes, Serena, yeah.
Anyway.
Special Victims Unit.
Law and Order, yeah. SVU.
Well, anytime they tell me her mum is Jane Mansfield, I go into shock because it's not something that's heavily promoted. Watching this, you understand why. She was 3 years old when her mum was killed in a car accident that she was in. She was actually involved in the car accident.
Wow. Okay.
And this is all about her trying to reconnect with her mother, trying to reclaim. When her mother died without a will. So the state sold off all of her estate to try and pay back her bills and stuff. So she's going in search of the woman, her emotions, and also the physical stuff. It is, put aside the fact that we're talking about Hollywood legends, like both of them are Hollywood legends in their own right. It's a simple story about a daughter trying to find out who her mother is. And when you're watching this, you're going, wow, her mother was just trying to figure out who she was as well. It's so touching. It's so well done. It's so personal, even down to, you know, when you have those little taglines at the bottom that would say Mariska's brother. Yeah. It doesn't say that. It says my brother, my sister. It is so personal. This has just qualified for the documentary category at the Oscars. So it can actually apply for
What's
that
What's it called again?
It's called My Mum Jane. Okay. And it's so, so good. It's an hour and 45 minutes. I didn't expect to be so moved by it. Like at the end, I was like, what are these things running down my face? And there were tears running down my face.
This
it's
is great.
Really
with
well
great
done.
Recommendations this week. After
really
a few weeks
good.
Of meh, we've had some good ones. So we've had Untamed Friendship, My Mom Jane, then very briefly, Smurfs.
Yeah,
should people watch
we're
it?
Gonna end. No, it doesn't seem that way. No, I didn't get to the press show of this, but the best review I've seen so far is 2 stars. A lot of them are giving it one.
Wow.
This is the 4th iteration of Smurfs. I think the problem is Smurfs belong as a cartoon in the 80s when we all watched Gargamel and stuff. And the voice cast in this is off the charts with brilliant talent. Rihanna, John Goodman, it goes on and on.
Hannah
James Corden, everyone's in this, but it's still a cartoon about blue Smurfs that doesn't work by all accounts.
Team Players.
This is a gem that I found during the week.
Go on.
So this is a Brazilian TV show. It's on Disney Plus. It's about a journalist and a champion soccer player who cannot stand each other, are going through their own battles, and then they're put together to host a soccer show. That's the simple premise of it. It took me about a couple of episodes to get into it. By the end of it, it was 8. Oh,
you know my policy, Serena.
And the fact that there's subtitles.
You cannot take 2 episodes. Sorry, I'm not reading. I give up books in the first chapter. I'm not reading.
But you know,
2 chapters to get to the good
bits.
But
you know what? This was so good because I was reading for the first time in a very long time. I wasn't distracted by anything else. This is so, so good. If you're looking for like a Ted Lasso meets The Morning Show, because you've got like behind the scenes of what happens on broadcast TV.
Okay.
This is for you. Do not let the fact that it's a Brazilian TV show put you off this. It's so, so good. Like, I can't wait for the second season. I'm hoping there's going to be a second season.
It's where Disney can people Plus. Watch it?
And it's between 35 and 50 minutes long each episode.
It has so. That going for it at least.
So go on, give it a go.
All right.
On.
No, I'm going to give Untamed a go.
Do.
All right. I'll give that a go.
And Friendship, maybe you'll give that a go.
I'll give Untamed a go.
Okay.
John
not
Farley.
Not our friendship.
He'll give Untamed a go.
John, that can never be unbroken. John Farley is presenter of Screen Time. Who's on the show this week?
A fascinating couple, even though they're not together, who made a movie called Gazer, which we're going to be talking about next week. And they made it, when I say on a shoestring, I mean they were working in a band to try and pay for it and then filming it at night on the weekends. It's a mad story.
All right. That is Screen Time this weekend with John Farley, Serena Bellissimo, entertainment journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.